Heading into session, the Florida Department of Corrections has a few goals in mind, but Corrections Secretary Mike Cruz says the department has one standout.
What we want to do is when we get to June 30th, our goal is to be at zero.
Cruz is referring to his hope of getting the department's current deficit of about $95 million down to zero. In his budget recommendation, Governor Rick Scott asked the legislature to cover most of the department's deficit, leaving the department responsible for covering the rest. And Cruz says they'll likely achieve that goal. He says already through some of its cost-cutting efforts, the deficit has been reduced to $95 million, because about 2 months ago, the deficit was about $9 million more. But Mark Talent, the department's director of budget and finance, says there's still work to do. And officials are looking at further cost-saving measures by re-evaluating existing contracts with other vendors.
We have renegotiated and eliminated contracts. One example here would be the in-house pest control. We had canceled our pest control contracts. We've trained a staff member at each facility to conduct the pest control. And we generate savings because we do not have to provide security support for the outside vendor walking through the facility.
Talent says they've also looked at saving money on everything from bathroom supplies to shoes inmates wear.
And we've procured products, toilet paper, paper towels, bar soap, and we've also changed the style of shoe. We call it a Bobo, which is a canvas style shoe. We now go to a generic Croc, which has a longer lifespan, and we do get it at a reduced price. These efforts have saved close to $1 million a fiscal year.
Cruz and Talent gave that update to lawmakers Wednesday during the House Justice Appropriations Subcommittee. They also told lawmakers health care privatization in South Florida prisons should be completed by next month, which is expected to save the department money as well. The department is trying to privatize all of the state's prison health care services, which prison officials say could save the department millions more, but that issue is currently tied up in the courts. For WFSU-FM, I'm Sasha Kortner.